as I began to realize that one simple piece of new understanding had just changed the way I saw the world. I had just been handed a single thread I could now follow into the tangled ball of a bewilderingly complex world. For the next few years, I hungrily devoured everything I could lay my hands on about evolutionary science and realized that nothing I'd ever understood about it at school had prepared me for the enormity of what was now swimming into my view. The thing about evolution is that if it hasn't turned your brain inside out, you haven't understood it. Then, to my surprise, I discovered that it was converging with my growing interest in computers. There was nothing particularly profound about that enthusiasm. I just unashamedly love playing with gadgets. The connection lies in the counterintuitive observation that complex results arise from simple causes, iterated many times over. It's terribly simple to see this happening in a computer. Whatever complexities a computer produces, modeling wind turbulence, modeling economies, or the way light dances in the eye of an imaginary dinosaur, it all grows out of simple lines of code which start with adding one and one, testing the result, and then doing it again. Being able to watch complexity blossom out of this primitive simplicity is one of the great marvels of our age, greater even than watching man walk on the moon. It's much more difficult to see it happening in the case of the evolution of life. The timescales are so vast, and our perspective so much complicated by the fact that it's ourselves we're looking at. But our invention of the computer has, for the first time, let us get a real feel for how it works. Just as our invention of the hydraulic pump first gave us an insight into what the heart was doing and how the circulation of the blood worked. This is also why it's impossible to divorce pure science from technology. They feed and stimulate each other. So the latest software gizmo for transferring an MP3 sound file from one computer to another across continents is, when you peer into its innards and at the infrastructure which has given rise to it and which it in turn becomes part of, is in its way every bit as interesting as the way in which a cell replicates, an idea is formed within a brain, or a beetle deep in the heart of the Amazonian rainforest digests its prey. It's all part of the same underlying process that we in turn are part of. It's where our creative energies are being poured. And I'll happily take it over comedians, television, and football any day. October 2000. Present somebody with a questionnaire clipboard and they lie. A friend of mine once had a job preparing a questionnaire for people to fill in on the web. He said the information they got back was enormously heartening about the state of the world. For instance, did you know that almost 90% of the population are CEOs of their own companies and earn over $1 million a year? Is there an artificial God?